Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
The Stu Gosh, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Gosh, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We are brought to you by our partners over at DraftKings. Billy, a very exciting day. Andrew Siciliano, he is the host of the Red Zone channel on DirecTV, channel 703. He is going to join us because I've been telling you guys that the first time I had him on Stupidity, he invited me out to the studios in LA, where he does the show from, and he said I could co-host the show with him one Sunday. Yeah. And you guys, because, well, I've earned this, but you guys are always thinking I'm lying. And so I am hoping that Andrew Siciliano will validate everything it is that I told you. What do you think?
You have a strange confidence about appearance, which makes me nervous, but I also don't trust it because as a liar, you would be lying right up until the moment, right? So, like, you're making it seem like this for sure happened, but yes. I'm pretty positive it for sure didn't happen.
Right.
But your confidence now is making me question myself.
Uh-huh.
But it could just be a front.
Wait, the fact that I'm so confident is making you, like, you're questioning whether I'm actually telling the truth or not here?
It's not just...
I understand what you're saying, yes.
It's not just
But it's also the sign of a good liar. You remain confident all the way through. Max confident.
I've never met Andrew Siciliano, so now I'm wondering, he seems like a nice gentleman.
He's a great guy.
Now I'm wondering, though, if he'll face the same thing that I'm facing, and he'll be convinced that this happened as well, you know what I mean? And he's just going to go along with this lie with you. So I'm not exactly sure what it is that's going to go on here.
I'm telling you what happened.
But you lie.
I did, but I'm also telling you that this happens.
I know, but I don't know that I could trust
I don't
that.
Lie every single time.
But that's part of the problem about lying. No one knows when you're telling the truth, and I feel like Andrew might run into this situation.
I need to work on that.
Yeah. Or do you?
Well, I don't know. It's working out well for me.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, that's a lie, when I said I need to work on this. I am going to do this, though. Siciliano is going to verify everything I said. I'm going to go host the show with him, and I'm going to put him out of a job, and then he's going to need a new one. So I'm going to ZipRecruiter. Hiring again? ZipRecruiter finds top talent for you. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
What's up, boys?
Oh, wow. I look.
How are you, dude?
I'm okay.
Thank you for doing this, man. We appreciate it.
No. I appreciate you guys. How's the world? I regret to inform that because you're not on my drive home, I have a couple of friends who are huge devotees of the podcast. I do not get to listen nearly as much as I used to.
That is some bullshit, Andrew Siciliano.
I know. Are we taping yet?
We're always rolling, yeah. Yeah. Mm. How many cups of coffee a day for you?
Let's see, today this is my one, two. It's like fourth.
Right.
Fourth or fifth. This is a double espresso. So
nice. Yeah. Very nice. Is that a Cleveland Browns coffee mug?
That is a Browns 8-bit. Yeah, like old school.
Very nice.
I'm like, yeah.
That's the dream job for you, right? I mean, you have a great job. You have several great jobs, but being the play-by-play guy for the Browns, would that be, is it fair? Because you're a big Browns fan.
Yeah.
So is it fair to say that would be a dream job for you?
I mean, first of all, let's, before it makes it sound like I'm trying to take someone's job, Jim Donovan is amazing as the voice of the Browns.
Jimmy D. Yeah.
He's amazing. I would love to call. I would love to call any NFL game. I get to do the Rams in the preseason. I've done that for like 10, 11 years. That's always fun. I would love to do regular season games, but I got a pretty cool job on Sunday, so I'm not complaining about that. That's not bragging. It's a good issue. You know, it's a good problem to have. Instead of doing games, I get to do all of them at the same time.
Yes, Andrew Siciliano is with us, second time on the podcast. He is the host of the Red Zone channel on DirecTV, channel 703, NFL Sunday Ticket. So you do the Rams games with our friend Mina Kimes, the preseason games, right? Yes. And Aqib Talib, is that fair?
That is accurate.
I'm thinking, like, we like to ask our our guest to do favors for me, okay? And we need to clear one up from the last time you were on. But we were thinking, Billy and I were talking before you came on air. Mina Kimes is our friend. She loves surprises, right? And so we figured that perhaps next year, you don't tell her, she's not going to listen, it's between us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I jump in the booth for a Rams game with you, Mina, and Aqib Talib, and we surprise Mina. What do you think?
So you just show up, like the door opens during a timeout in the first quarter, and bam, you walk through.
To do the whole game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, if Aqib wants to take the week off, he can. If you'd like to take a week off, you can. Whatever you want, however you want to do it.
I'm all for it. Our team president, Kevin Deboff with the Rams, is all for trying new combinations, fun, different. Aqib and Mina. I mean, that's a
great combination.
He's willing to throw ideas against the wall. I guarantee you. Considering the huge reach of this platform, that any publicity that you could bring to broadcast, he would do it. That, what would you do? Like, how would Mina react when you walked in?
She'd be super excited. Billy, how do you imagine Mina would react? And I love him promoting our network that he no longer listens to.
I didn't know. I was making small talk. I didn't realize we were actually rolling. But I remember last time, we are always rolling. I have a really short commute because the network moved. SoFi Stadium now, so it's like a 10-minute commute.
Okay. Now, listen, I will say this, that early on, you know, our days at ESPN, I want to say maybe 8 years ago, you sent me a very nice email praising us, praising the show. So I know you are a big fan of the show, okay? But not big enough that you'll go find it on a podcast or on YouTube, okay?
My best today. I love you guys all. Yeah.
That's funny. So, Billy, how do you imagine Mina would react? I mean, just showing up to the broadcast booth unannounced and just strolling in and doing the game with her, Andrew, and Aqib Talib.
I think it would feel like a parent showing up to surprise a child at work and not leaving. Like, they would not really like that all that much, especially when she's trying to do this, like, seriously, and you would probably not be doing it as seriously.
You know, we're only so serious. It's the preseason. And the other thing, too, is McVay doesn't play anybody. Nobody. The guys that the Rams were playing in the secondary Monday night against the Cardinals, like Kareem Orr, who actually played a decent game, you know, had a little trouble early. But those are the guys that we're talking up. So, you know, it's we are all for tomfoolery, hijinks, like pull my finger, any joke you can get to try to get people to watch. We had a couple of years ago in Hawaii, we put McVay on the headset and have him call plays.
That's
so
amazing.
Like any gimmick we can do, come on down.
It's gonna to be in a game against the Dolphins though, because Stugatz is not gonna fly across the country, or it's gonna have to be against the Jets. It's you're gonna have to come to him is part of the problem here.
He did that in the St. Louis Rams. Then we did that. What it was 2014.
Right.
A preseason game in Miami. That was a doozy.
Yeah.
Billy, do you want this to fucking happen or not?
No, I mean, I do.
Like
I'm
you're
just
working against
no,
me.
No, I'm just trying. Here. I mean, I'm just trying to let Andrew know what he's up against here, you know?
He knows.
I mean, Akib's willing to say crazy stuff, so that's why we love him. So I'm all for it.
It sounds like an invite. I don't know about you, Billy. It seems like he's the lead guy, and he's saying he's fine with it.
I'm officially invited. The thing is, though, is Mina going to be surprised at this point?
She's not listening to this.
Well, I think like yourself, Mina was a huge fan of our show, but not a big enough fan to find the podcast to find this on YouTube.
Okay? She's on my TV right now, which you can't see over there.
She's always on TV.
She's never not on TV.
Can I clear something up? Because this is something that we've been talking about now that Stugatz is officially invited. Stugatz has been going around telling people that you invited him to co-host Red Zone one week. And we said,
I don't know if I said co-host.
100% said that he invited you on to be a guest. And we said, maybe he invited you to be a guest in the studio and watch, but not be a guest co-host, which is how you were kind of portraying this invitation.
We'd have to go back and get the tape. I don't remember how I extended the invitation. I do remember. Yes. I think I said, like, if you're ever in LA, because weren't like the Giants or the Jets, you're a Giants fan, right? No, you're a Jets fan.
I'm a Jets fan.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, Jets.
I listened recently. I think the Jets might have been out here. Wasn't it that, or you were going to be out here for some other reason, and I said, you should come by the studio?
Yes, I was coming out there on a an official lacrosse visit with my daughter to USC. Okay. Right. Yes.
So I said, come on down. You're always welcome to come on down. I mean, you know,
but can we clear up the co-hosting part? Because I felt like perhaps you said, hey, if you want to step in, help me out for a minute or two, that'd be fine. It'd be funny. Like the audience might like that, right? That's the way I remember it.
We've done 286 shows at this point. Like if 287, you want to jump in and rip Robert Saleh mid-game?
Yes!
Go for it.
Yes! Look at that.
I lose my – we can curse. I lose my shit during Browns and Rams games sometimes. I punched a TV last year.
What?
Wait, so you're a big Browns fan, and you're calling all these games supposed to be neutral. And by the way, thanks for the invite to both things. I appreciate it. You're supposed to be neutral, and you're telling me that you get emotional. Professional broadcaster. You are excellent at your job. You get emotional during the Browns games?
Have you watched the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I get emotional.
But I've also watched you. You're very professional. You're not supposed to get emotional.
Well, the trick is to, like, if you lose your mind because something happens, to catch your breath. And when your mic is coming back on 4 seconds later, to toss it to Jacksonville because James Robinson's carried the ball inside the 20 and the Jaguars are in the red zone, then to not let anyone know. I think sometimes I don't cross the line. I hope I don't cross the line. But sometimes you can hear the snark, right?
Right.
You know, if, for example, like last week, Rashad Bateman clearly pushed off on that touchdown. I mean, he basically two-hand shoved the DB in the back and then, bam, catches the ball and jogs into the end zone. I think I pointed out, certainly looked like an OPI, but probably said it with a little bit more snark. I think that's... Like a lot of times people have tweeted me over the years, oh, you got money on this game. I've never placed a football bet in my life. True story. I do not bet on football. Wow. I'm an outlier probably, but I don't. Or people say, oh, you're angry about your fantasy team. I couldn't give a flying, you know what happens in my fantasy team. Like it's fun. It's with my friends, but I don't have an emotional connection. Now, like at the end, my team won last year. My team sucks this year. Like at the end of the season, yes, did I get into it a little bit? But like, yes, but in the end, it's all luck. Like if James Robinson, just use him, gets called down on the one, or if he gets into the end zone and that decides my fantasy week, like I had nothing to do with it. I'm going to play the guy regardless. Bad example, Alvin Kamara. If he scores or doesn't score, it's not like I made a bad decision. It's not like I'm going to talk shit to my friend because some guy scored a touchdown. I'm going to play the guy regardless. I didn't do anything. So I have no emotional connection to it. People think that we change games because I'm betting or we have fantasy interest. never happened. But Browns, Rams, I do throw some snark into it because at times it's hard to hold back.
Where were you when you punched a TV? Was this at home, like in the studio you decided?
No, in studio. It has to be.
Punch a TV?
Probably shouldn't tell the story. I punched a TV in the studio last year.
Last when?
I was actually against the Jets.
Really?
It was the week 16 game when the Browns had the hot tub COVID machine, remember? Mm-hmm. And like they started nothing but practice squad receivers. Yeah. And that was the game where they hadn't been in the playoffs since 03, mm-hmm. right? And this was their chance to get in by beating the lowly Jets week 16. And then on Saturday, all the receivers went on the COVID list, and it came down to the fourth quarter, and Baker drove him down the field. And I don't know. So they turned the ball over on downs, fourth down, minute to go. And yep.
Now, did like TV broken, wrist, hand, knuckles, fist? I mean,
TV didn't make it. My hand was okay.
You just mentioned to like the boss, I don't know what happened there. The TV's acting up. Something's going on.
I don't know if I know I said, and I just punched a television, but I don't remember. I did say it on the air. I think the majority of people thought I was
on air. You were on air when you punched the TV?
I mean, I wasn't on camera.
Right.
But there's audio of you saying, and I just punched a TV?
I think there is. all I know is that the control room, then we went to the next game, and then I'm like, guys, really, I punched the TV. What? I'm like, the TV's, like, yeah, you can't show that on camera. Like, if you shoot that wall, because it's got the matrix of monitors, right? And so, like, there'll be one. You know, like when you're driving down the road and you see a big sign outside the hotel or restaurant, or whatever, there's like a letter missing because that block in the grid is out. It's like what that was. So, yeah, they're going to hate that I told this story.
I love that you told the story. How much do you love your job, man? It's such a great job. It really is.
I posted an IG thing on Monday night. I truly do love my job. When they first, and very fortunate to have it, and very fortunate to have an amazing crew, so much of whom has been there almost from day one. And that's not a bit, we've done, this is our 17th year. So that was the right, we've done 286 shows. And we've had so many people there from day one, which is why, honestly, we're able to pull it off and why, I mean, it's not easy to do 10 games at once. And I certainly can't wrap my head around 10 games being played simultaneously. So we have a great director and a great producer and a great crew, great researchers, just everybody from top to bottom. David Hill and Eric Shanks, Eric now, of course, the president of Fox Sports, they launched the thing and they called me and I happened to pick up the phone and somehow we're here 17 years later.
Did you imagine when they first approached you about the job, did you imagine that 703 would become this popular? Did you imagine that this many people would be spending their entire Sunday afternoon not watching the actual games, the full games, just watching you?
No, of course not. I mean, like I had, like so many of us do, like a great group of friends that we, you know, Sunday tradition, we all get together and, you know, we get 10 a.m. out here in L.A., bagels and coffee, and everyone brings their Sunday paper because that's what people – they read the newspaper back then. Yes. And we would all sit down, and we sit there for 7 hours all day. And actually, when they called the first time, my first reaction was, well, two things. A, I'm going to take this job. But B, like, well, shit, I'm really going to miss sitting there with my friends. And if this thing doesn't work, I'll just go back. I'll rejoin the group next year. Right. Because the first year we did it – so David launched it a year early. They had a deal – you know, a lot of these NFL media deals are done a year out. So they had a deal with the NFL to launch this new channel. David was the head of DirecTV Sports at that point, which was in its infancy, and of Fox Sports, because Fox owned DirecTV at that time. So David said, we're going to launch this a year early. And he, of course, thumbs up on the Fox games. CBS, understandably, new technology, wasn't certain of it, said, hey, we signed it for next year, 2016 or 2006. Let's wait till next year. So when we went on the first year, we only had live access to Fox games. So if there were only, say, three Fox games early and seven or five or six CBS games, we couldn't show the CBS games until they got done. And then right. we could show highlights. So the station looked, the channel looked a lot different. And it was also in standard def. There was really not a lot of promotion. No one knew what it was. So from then to now is much, much different. We were on a green screen. We are at Fox, stage B. Yeah. So stage A was back then JB and Howie and Terry and the pregame show. And we were on stage B next door, which was then at the time, like the best damn sports show period stage.
Right. It's a good show. Best damn sports show. It was ahead of its time, that show.
It was. I mean, look really at all the shows now. They're trying to do the same thing.
I know. I've always meant to ask you this. Do you guys, like, keep stats throughout the season, like, team that has spent the least amount of time in the Red Zone channel?
I wish we did.
You should. But you really should.
But right. No.
No.
Now we have all the analytics. You could determine how many teams, you know, how much time people spend in the Red Zone, but how much we put them on because – No, there are a lot of them too, where if the game is between two bad teams right. and it's late in the 1 o'clock Eastern window and other games are coming down to the wire, I mean, does anyone care that Trevor Lawrence is in the Red Zone down four scores with a minute to go? We'll go there if it's necessary.
If there's nothing else happening.
Right. Like to bridge. Yeah.
Right.
You know, but we're not going to just sit there.
Do you like that idea, though, of keeping stats about, you know, teams, amount of times in the Red Zone? Like, I would love to hear, like, your top three witching hours of all time. Like, I want stuff like that, you know?
It would be great. Last week was crazy at the end of the late games because we had the two games go to overtime. I mean, two games that were, you know, bad games 45 minutes earlier.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like, we think we're going to be done early. And then, because we go off the air, if there's only one game left, it's Sunday ticket. Like, take the damn remote, turn to 7:14. We're going home. but these games both go to overtime. I think we got off the air like 7:58 Eastern, which mm-hmm. is as late as I think we've ever been on there. Because contractually, you've got to be off. NBC's exclusivity window is at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So you've got to be off there at 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know that we've ever had two games late go to overtime right up until the very end. And thankfully which one ended? The Bucks game ended, Perriman scored and we are done.
So put us there. Are you like, after 6 hours of broadcasting, are you like, fuck, are you kidding me? Two games going to overtime. I got to stick around for another hour.
Yeah, what happens? I got to use the bathroom at that point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, of course. The difference in 40 minutes between 4:55 and 4:15 is a lot. I mean, that's like by 3:30, I'm usually miserable.
Right.
But like you kind of learned it's like Jedi mind trick. You can make it. Right.
Yes.
But like the difference between 4:15 and 4:50, you know, when you're driving home and you've really got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, I'm almost there. And then you hit a red light a couple of blocks from your house.
Yeah.
And then
the light that you never hit, by the way. It's
right. And then
yes,
yeah. Your bladder, your body, like ramps up the anxiety. Like now you really, 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 really have got to go. Right. And then you're pounding the horn when it turns green and the guy doesn't move in front of you.
Sure.
Yeah. That's like the last 40 minutes.
Gotcha.
Any really close calls?
Like to find close call. I've gone. I'm not going to make up stories and say, I've never used the bathroom before. Yeah, you have. Yeah, I'll go. I don't care. I haven't. I think I've gone the last 6 weeks without actually running down the hall. But we have a little camera trick, so to speak, where before every week, and I've said this before, like we record a VO toss to every game. So I could say it's always generic on the front side. So, hey, you're watching the Red Zone channel. It's week 14. We'll get back to this one in a second. But for now, let's go to Cincinnati.
Right.
Where it's the Bengals and the 49ers. you know, with.
So every time you do that, we should know that you're going to take a shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's really, really, really generic,
right?
It's probably on tape, but we haven't had to use one. Maybe we've used them like once all year. Wow. Right. Yeah. Because like you try, if you have to run down the hallway, you try to pick a game where it's like, all right, we're going to go there and they're on the 35 and it's a first down. Right. So run. Like you're not going to go to a game where it's third and 15 and you know they're not going to get it and then kick the field goal and you only have like 45 seconds.
That's you just need more time. Yeah.
You got to pick the right window.
Andrew Siciliano is with us. He is the host of the Red Zone Channel, 703 DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket. A fantastic professional broadcaster who has now invited me to partake in the Sunday Ticket to co-host it with you and call a Rams game in the preseason.
Sure. What else do you want to
do? I don't know. I mean, feel free to come to our studios if you're in town in Miami ever.
We were there for TNF a couple of weeks ago. Should have done it for the big Ravens-Dolphins tilt.
Right, but you probably had no idea we were still on the air in any capacity at all. So he decided not to shoot me a text or anything.
That is not true.
Wait, so how does one explain to the audience? Because I think they're fascinated by this stuff. Like, how does one get ready for the for hosting the Sunday Ticket? So game started 10 o'clock there on the West Coast. Your studios are in LA. Put us through your Sunday morning routine as you're getting ready and headed into the studio.
I'm going to give the same praise for the DirecTV crew. I'm sorry, for the NFL Network crew as I do for the DirecTV crew. I'm really lucky, and I really, really, really do mean this. Hope people understand how grateful I am. I have a day job, my NFL Network job, my Monday through Friday job, that gets me ready for my Sunday job. So hosting NFL Now and doing all the news stories. For those who haven't seen, it's kind of like the Situation Room, although I'm not Wolf Blitzer and I don't root for the Bills. But we like do a 2-hour kind of show like that every day, or Thursday do the early pregame show, first look at the stadium. So by the time I get to Sunday, I've like talked all these games out. But NFL Network puts together a fantastic research packet. We have a great research team for DirecTV. Stats Inc. gives me stuff as well. And so I kind of cram on the flight home from Thursday Night Football on Friday and print out write a big document to myself, like everything that I think is important. And then I just try to get some sleep and go over that. And Sunday morning, get up at 6, watch Rich, and game day morning for the first like 40 minutes. And I'm at the studio by 7, and then watch the pregame shows, watch ESPN, watch our pregame show. And then I have a bathroom routine, but that's too much information.
We want that information.
Yeah, what's that? Let's go through that.
That's the information we actually wanted.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Yeah, hit the can at 8 o'clock every Sunday morning Pacific. Yeah.
Really? Like clockwork? Like it's 8 a.m. exactly?
Not most.
Is it ever 8:02? Or
I would say most adults of our age have, their body has a certain time.
Right.
We've got a daily.
It's just Sunday at 8, right?
And Sunday at 8. So, and get that out of the way. And then we rehearse a couple times in the 9 o'clock hour and then good to go at 10.
How many espressos before you go on air?
I drink a 5-shot venti iced Americano on the way.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Right. Every morning I nurse that up until around 9, where I'm usually done because it's iced. And so it lasts. And then at 10 o'clock I get handed a standard cup of Keurig or whatever we have in the kitchen at DirecTV. And I probably go through 3 or 4 of those.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel like on Sunday night when it's over?
Fucking exhausted. I'm not digging ditches or working a COVID ward, but and I go home and get some dinner and collapse on the couch and put up my feet and have a beer and watch Sunday Night Football.
And you're sleeping by, you have to be sleeping.
Watch more football after you go home.
I know. I'd be like, I'd never watch football again. Well,
I'm a fan. Usually the Sunday game's pretty good. Like two weeks ago, it's Browns Ravens, right?
Yeah.
So last week was, Bears actually had a lead a couple times against the Packers. Yes, I watched the game. Talked to friends around the league, catch up with what they did. And then usually watch whatever the Sunday show that's, like the HBO Sunday show, whatever. But like, I fell asleep 20 minutes into Succession this week. I was dead. Had to finish watching last night.
You were done. Mike Ryan.
Still died, which was amazing. Yeah.
Mike Ryan, our executive producer, is also a big Browns fan.
Yes.
And we're constantly asking him about Baker Mayfield because the Browns have a big decision to make. So as a Browns fan, I'm wondering, what the hell should the Browns do with that guy?
I honestly think it hasn't been written. And I also think the most difficult part here is no one's making excuses and everyone deals with injuries. Is how do you fairly evaluate his performance this year with the Odell thing, which I'm sure he would admit in a candid moment, you know, he has a little bit of blame in that as well. It didn't go well. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Sure.
Although, as Kyle Brandt pointed out at Good Morning Football, there's no hashtag free Allen Robinson campaign right now, right? There's no hashtag free DJ Moore, right? Like, there are plenty of wide receivers that don't get the ball that deserve better. Anyway, that's it. On what happens down the stretch and how, look, they have the fifth year option next year. That's guaranteed. He has played really good football. I mean, really, really good football. He's played bad football too. Yeah. How much of it is the injuries? How much of it is everything else around him? I don't know. He can write a really good end of the season, although the COVID stuff sucks today. You know, could they like go offer two number ones for Russell Wilson? I mean, I've seen crazier things that I'm not starting a rumor. If they tank down the stretch, then this is a different conversation. I don't think they will. I think he is tough. I think he is a leader. I think we've seen him play really, really, really good football. I think they've gotten the short end of some officiating this year as well, like the Mike Williams OPI that wasn't called in LA that swung the game. I also know that he's thrown some bad passes this year where he's just like, what the heck is that? I like Baker personally. I truly, truly do. And I think, you know, I had a GM text me the day he got drafted and said, he has it. And he is going to turn this around. Like, cause I wasn't crazy about the pick at first. I'll be honest with you as a fan. But this GM texted me immediately. It was like, no. Have faith. And I had never met the guy. And I went to mini camp before he'd even taken a snap. And we talked for like 10, 15 minutes. And I remember walking away going, yeah, they'll be fine. Like, this is good, dude. Like, I think this can work. But I still think it can. But the last month is going to say a lot.
Going to be interesting. Beefing with Hanson at all, or what's going on there? We'll get you out of here in a minute, by the way.
No, I haven't talked to Scott in a while. But
did you beef it?
No, beef. We're not in NFL Network the same day. We'll text every now and then. I just have like been in the same, you know, COVID.
By design, I would imagine.
In the same room with him for a while. But no, I do not have beef with Scott Hanson.
Billy and I, well, you should. And Billy's trying to instigate right now.
Not instigate.
No, I saw you tweeted, and then I saw some of the responses were like, put the two of them in the ring on some like cheap Logan Paul pay-per-view shit.
Wow. Would you do that now that we're talking about it?
No, I wouldn't want to beat him up.
For the right amount of money though? I mean, come on.
I mean, Scott's bigger than me.
Yeah.
He's older than me.
Right. He's bigger than me. You'll get good odds. Billy, what are you laughing at? You okay?
I just very subtle shot there that he's older than you. You know what I think it is? You know what I think that it is, Andrew? In talking to you, I'm realizing you're a bit of an everyman, right? But I think Scott comes off as more of an everyman. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the names. He thinks he's better or he is better.
I don't know.
I think that he thinks that he's better, but I think like you got to go by Andy or Drew maybe to be more relatable to the common man.
My family calls me Drew. So
there you go.
You can call me Drew. Drew Siciliano doesn't work, but people call me Drew all the time. Mm. Andy's a no-go. I don't answer to Andy. Like, I don't even hear it. And that's not an ear joke, but like you could be standing next to me yelling Andy and I won't even turn because it doesn't like me yelling Bob is the same thing. He doesn't register.
Right.
But in terms of every man, I'd like to think I am. But at the same time, I'm sitting in my kitchen with you with a face full of makeup because I ran out of the door of the office and I still have my makeup on it. So like just an average guy on a Tuesday sitting in his kitchen wearing makeup.
Yeah, but this is another reason why you're an everyman.
I'm getting makeup wipe. Keep going.
Sorry, all my books just fell. I mean,
I'm back.
This is another reason why you're an everyman. I did a little research, Drew, and this is what I found. You, very accessible to the common man. They want to reach out to you for a birthday, for Christmas, for any holiday.
Is this Cameo here?
They can find you on Cameo for a very affordable $89.99. Wow. You go over to Scott Hansen's page, $229.
Seriously?
And Christ. 99 cents.
Wow.
And this is just for those of you who don't know how Cameo works. He pulls a fast one where in his description, he writes, save money by booking on Cameo website.
Yes. So inside scoop on the Cameo here, if you book through the app, like there's a Cameo app that evidently people download. Mm-hmm. If you book through the app, Apple takes their 25%.
Yes, they do.
Pull the curtain back. So yeah. That's actually good business by Scott trying to make an end run around Cupertino.
Yeah, but Scott, old Scotty over there is making it seem like he's trying to save you money when what he's really trying to do is get that extra 25%.
I don't think there's a add-on for the consumer. I don't know, but I do know that
he's a liar. Just say he's a liar.
Say he's a liar.
I did have my price higher. I just brought it down for the holiday season a couple of days ago.
Look at every man. See?
That's very nice of you. I leave it at 150.
That Grinch Hansen probably raised his prices knowing people were in a pressure crunch now for gifts.
Yeah.
Got a request yesterday. Someone wanted me to rip Hansen and
should have.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. First of all, I like the guy. Second of all, I understand that nothing on the internet ever goes away.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So did you actually tell the person you took their money and told them you're not going to do that? I mean, that's a heady play.
No, I DM'd back and said, could we do something else? Because it was like a holiday greeting.
Yeah.
nothing says happy holidays like a coworker.
Merry Christmas, fuck Scott Hansen.
You should do it. Boom, $90.
For the record, I didn't say that.
You should have, though, $90.
Oh, jeez. No. Wait,
Billy, have you noticed? Like Andrew, Drew looks like a completely different person without the fucking makeup. It's insane, right?
Yeah, look at that. I mean,
when we were on at ESPN, my wife used to text me right at 10 o'clock, right when we'd come on the air. And she's like, you've never looked so good. Like every morning at 10 o'clock, and it was right after makeup.
What's great is when you run out the door, yesterday, I ran out the door because me and a buddy for lunch who's in town. And then you're sitting there at lunch and you're like you're ordering rather your lunch. And and is the other person just looking at you going, why is this guy wearing a face full of makeup? I'm fine with it. I don't care. I'm used to it. We all been in this racket for years, but sometimes where you run to the airport because you got to fly somewhere and then you're sitting on the plane going with face full of makeup sitting on this plane.
I went through an airport dressed as Guy Fieri once, just so
the front door. Yeah. Make you feel better. Seriously?
I had to. I was paying off a show bet, and I had to hop on a plane right afterwards. I had no time to change. Yeah.
Did you have what's the car that he drives? Did one of those pick you up when you landed?
No.
But he had legit bleached blonde hair. Wasn't a wig. He dyed his hair for this, which is ridiculous.
Have you ever played the game when you watch him? He's standing in the kitchen and he's tasting something that somebody made. To try to figure out whether or not he truly likes it. And he has these code words, I think, that would signal that he doesn't like it. He'll go, the texture on that, right? Because he doesn't want to go holy shit, this is good. He'll just go, I really taste the paprika. Not, I love the paprika. I really taste that. Right. That's a way of saying, wow, you put too much freaking paprika in there. We're the combination of flavors, and just lets the sentence float there. Never finishes it. That's a good combination.
That's a good combo. You should have code words when you're mad at the fucking Browns or something. Instead of just punching TVs. By the way, here's me. Can you see this?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is me as Guy Fieri.
That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went through the airport like that. I think I sat next to Jeff Darlington on a plane.
What a strange flex.
It is strange. It was weird, but it's the first time we met. All right, so I want to ask the host of NFL Sunday Ticket, 703 Red Zone Channel, DirecTV, Andrew Siciliano, okay? Would you be willing? Now, we went down this path. We'll let you go right after this. We went down this path the last time you were on, but in typical Stugatz fashion, I didn't finish it. So I'm going to try to finish it now. If our listeners gave you show terms to use to weave in during the telecast of this Sunday's NFL Sunday Ticket, would you be willing to do it if we gave you a few good ones?
I have a Bed Bath & Beyond 20% off coupon here.
Supposedly those never expire. I don't know if that's true or not.
They do online.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
wow.
They won't take expired ones on the site, but in person, you could do one from 30 years ago. I'm going to write these down. So, yes, okay. Let's try to work some in. I'm willing
to
do
it. What I've noticed here, you and Billy are kindred spirits, man. Like, you're like, I don't think you realize this. Like, you and Billy are the exact same person, like coupon shopping and all that shit.
Oh, no, I never use, like, I haven't used one of these. Okay. But yeah, I just never throw them away.
All right. All right, Billy, I have a few off the top of my head, and then maybe you can pull some from Twitter because we did tweet it out earlier.
Okay.
How about God Bless Football? So it's a new podcast me and Billy started. It's, okay. You know, obviously we stole it from Peyton Manning in his Hall of Fame speech. Me, Billy, Mike Golick, Sr., Chris Sims, we're on there every single day. Mojo. Chamberlain.
Yeah, Jabba Chamberlain.
Don't ask. Okay. I will tell you this. He is 8-2 the last 2 weeks, picking games, flipping a coin. Jabba Chamberlain is. All right.
So, one of my favorite moments as an Indians fan, the Bugs attacking Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, nice. Okay. God Bless Football. Can we get that in there, do you think? Yeah, God Bless Football. Yes.
So I'm down for that one. I just don't want to sound, it is the holiday season. I don't want people to think I'm like sacrilegious as we get towards, you know.
Yeah. So a no on that one.
Jesus's birthday.
Okay. I got you.
But I'll think about that. I could possibly work that one in. So what else we got?
All right. Are you familiar with Greg Cody?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Because at one point you listened to the show.
Yes. Way back
when it was still on. Yeah.
When it was still on. Okay. So Cody has a few sayings here. Who needs me is one of them. You have to say it like that, though. Who needs me?
Got it.
Possible.
Who needs me? Okay. Keep going.
Baby. You're just like that.
Okay.
Billy, you got any others for Greg Cody there?
Well, you got to do that kind of thing, but you have to say it really fast. You have to just, that kind of thing. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
Right. I may need to like have you send a voice memo like to get that right.
Well,
like
Greg, do it for you.
Like a sing songy, you never know.
You never know. Like that.
You never know. That's how he does it.
You never know.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very exciting.
Why are you writing these down? You're not going to do them.
Yes, he will, Billy.
First of all, I'm going to do one of them. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm writing them down so that Sunday morning I can make, like you set your fantasy lineup, I'm going to make my choice.
Okay.
I just got to, God Bless Football. I think God Bless Football, I can make that one work. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Like, I'm being overly dramatic about the other thing. So I think I can make God Bless Football work.
All right.
If not, we'll definitely work in the other ones.
Okay. One of them. Billy, do you see any on social media?
Well, then there's ones where you say people can scoot, but that could just come up very normally in casual people conversation. That guy can scoot.
So I do a weekend observations every Monday, and I always point out that someone can scoot. Okay. So-and-so can, Tom Brady can scoot. Okay.
I missed the headlines. Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins have their catchphrases, and Joe tries to work them in, not so much this year, but 2 years ago, it was brilliant on game day kickoff on Thursdays. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's like if two people get it, that's all that matters. So if you two get it, that's all that matters.
All right. How about if you replace the word exactly with Zagacki?
Zagacki.
That one might be.
In honor of Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, that one might be. They're a hockey game, right? That one might be a little
How about pay the teachers? I mean, you can't get in trouble saying pay the teachers.
Yeah.
Or save a whale.
Save the whales, yeah.
Save the whales.
Save the whales.
Or combine them, pay the whales.
Yes.
Pay the whales.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe make a Lazy River reference.
Oh, that would be
good. How do you feel about Lazy Rivers, Drew?
What are, explain to me that one.
Well, I'm trying to teach the kids on our show that life is like a lazy river. When you get the lazy river, you don't fight the lazy river. You let the lazy river just take you where it takes you. Yeah, you just go. That's what life is all about.
I mean, I have like 10 choices here.
Yeah. Okay. Which one do you like? Like, is there one that sticks out for you? Someone wants you to say Steve Martin is a prop comic. That would be impossible to weave in.
Yesterday was like the 40th or 50th anniversary of The Jerk. No, 42nd or something.
Wow.
So like, what if I said like, I finally found my special purpose. Would that work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, again, I think God Bless Football might be a winner.
Okay. All right. Now, like, listen, if you can get like three or four of them into the broadcast, fantastic. That would be outstanding.
While punching a TV.
Yes. And if you feel like saying, hey, you know, go to hell, when you get there, say hi to Art Briles for me, that would be fantastic.
I think that might cross the line.
All right. Last one. Yes. I didn't ask for any of this. I didn't ask for any of this. Perhaps you could weave that in. I didn't ask for any.
That's what it was. I didn't ask for any of this.
Yeah, Levitar took 8 weeks off. It started off as a 2-week vacation. It turned into an 8-week hiatus. And in the middle of it, I just kept saying on the show, I didn't ask for any of this. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Thank you for clearing up a few things for us. Me co-hosting a Sunday Ticket with you.
Anytime you want to come on down. Rams probably easier than hosting Sunday Ticket, but
I could just watch Sunday Ticket and then perhaps we have a bathroom break. You don't need to go to video. I'll sit in for you. Okay.
It's BYO as long as you bring me.
Gotcha. All right. The great Andrew Siciliano, check him out. NFL Sunday Ticket, channel 703 on DirecTV. A fantastic watch. It's where I spend my entire Sundays staring at Andrew, not knowing that he's breaking TVs. Promote the show you're doing for NFL Network as well.
NFL Now, which is on at what time? Oh, 1 to 3 Eastern every single day. And then on Thursdays, we do TNF First Look, which is from 3 to 5 Eastern from wherever the game is this week. It's a home game for us next week. We are in Nashville 2 days before Christmas for the 49ers and the Titans.
You work too much.
You do.
This beats work.
It doesn't feel like work, I don't think. Except at 7 o'clock when he crashes over. Yeah.
and then you wake up and realize that Tom outmaneuvered everybody.
I still don't know if you're telling the truth or not.
What do you mean?
I feel like he agreed with you, but it may have been just to be polite.
No, he agreed. But now you're calling him a liar.
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, why are you doing that to Andrew Siciliano? Do you not want me to co-host with him on NFL Sunday Ticket?
I would love that.
It would be great for the show. It'd be great for us.
Yeah.
You think he's going to weave in anything we ask him to weave in? You're again calling Siciliano a liar.
No.
You
know,
the problem's you. You just think everyone's a liar.
Yeah.
Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.